All right, Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We were at an event up in Savannah, Illinois, WCCI Radio, and the guest speaker was our good friend Dave Nanengay at IllinoisHighSchoolGloryDays.com. How are you doing, sir, and where have you been traveling this summer?
Well, I'm doing great, thank you. This summer we took some trips down through central Illinois near Bloomington and just south of Peoria, and Johnny, my traveling partner here, we had a lot of fun, got to see a lot of good sights, and visit a lot of nice towns down that way.
And I know you're always looking for the story or the information, so how can people reach out to you and say, let's get Dave Nanengay and IllinoisHSGloryDays.com to our area of the state?
Oh, at the bottom of every single page is my email address for the website, IHSGD website at Comcast.net. And, boy, I'd love to hear from anybody. And as I tell people, it's the page on there that you're interested in, or even if it's one that you didn't go to school but you know something about, I'd love to hear from you, and we love getting all kinds of new information whenever it comes through.
1,900 and counting closed schools, is that where we're at? 1,900? Did you ever think back in 2005, come on, man, you'd get to 1,900?
No. When I started, I was hoping for, I thought in my mind, maybe we'll get to 500. I had no idea that how many small areas and towns had high schools through the 40s for sure, but all the way through, it's been an amazing run, and I'm very proud of what has been accomplished with it.
And you know, the reaction is always great because people want to hear about different things, and in your audience that you spoke to tonight, you got that people want to know about some of the historical things, and they have a resource to go get it. But I know that always probably fuels the fire for you when you hear that type of stuff.
Absolutely. It's very fun to see the reaction, and it's fun to speak to people and to let them know that their old high school, it might have closed, even the building might be gone, but it's so important for us to capture the memories and photos and different articles that help us to memorialize that school, and that's what we hope the site is used for, and we welcome any and all information.
And it's, again, I want to, you know, if this is the first time people have heard Dave Nanengay talk, again, very user-friendly site, alphabetical order, name of closed school, and then you hit that closed school and you find all kinds of information, right?
Absolutely. It's, you know, if you go on there, there'll be an alphabet across the top of the page. You click on the letter that your town starts with, and then it'll list all the schools under that letter, and click on that school, and I hopefully you'll be happy with what you find there. And if you're not, please don't be mad. Just contact me, and we'll work on fixing whatever's wrong. That has happened, but for the most part, it's. I guarantee you we have no ill intent. It's all wonderful, good, purposeful information we hope to capture. So.
And again, Dave Nanengay's story, I always like to remind people, retired Illinois State Trooper that does not get a king's ransom for doing this. In fact, he does. He gets $0 for doing this. It's a labor of love. So why? Can you tell the story quickly again? Why are you memorializing 1,900 schools, and why are you traveling throughout the state of Illinois to do it? Are you crazy, man?
Yeah. Well, Johnny, my buddy here, might think so, but in 2005, I come from a little town called Mineral. It's in Bureau County near Annawan. I went to Annawan High School. And Mineral has 250 people. And in 1961, their high school closed. But in 2005, I had gotten six of their basketball teams inducted into the Bureau County Hall of Fame. And the night of that Hall of Fame, 450 people showed up for a town of 250. And it was all relatives. And they were all dressed in green and excited about it. So I thought, if this one little town can be affected in such a positive manner, I would guess that many, many more towns and many, many more closed high schools would feel the same. So we started the website in February of 2005, and we thought, you know, let's just get it out there. And it has grown beyond my wildest dreams, and I am just so happy that others have found enjoyment in it and that we're able to, like I said, capture the memories before they're lost.
And I think the other neat part of this story, Dave, and if you can shed some light on it, you know, you brought your son today, and he travels with you, and he is a special needs child, but this is a great story where he makes the trip with you. So can you kind of speak about that relationship? I think that's a neat story.
Oh, well, thank you. Johnny is autistic. He's 31 years old. He has never spoken a word in his life. And but he and I communicate through eyes and through actions, and we know each other. You know, we're best of friends. And Johnny loves to travel by car and loves to just get out and be away from home and do things. So he makes a great traveling partner. He loves, you know, maybe he doesn't, but he listens to a lot of 50s and 60s music and a lot of country music. But he's a great traveling partner, and, you know, he probably knows more about Illinois than most people do. So, but he's a great, great partner, and I really enjoy his company, and thank you for asking.
That's a great dad, and that's called unconditional love, and there's not a better story than that. All right, what's on the docket? You say you just, well, I don't know what's on the docket. I fly by the seat of my pants, and if something moves me to go somewhere, that's where I'm going to go.
Yeah, well, this, like I said, this year we went down just south of Bloomington, and recently I went over to the schools that I like to try to get a you know, they're close together to begin with, but the Olympia schools, Minier, San Jose, Stanford, and those schools, Armington, and those schools down there. And it's really fun. Even if you're not have a website, if you're looking for something to do on a Saturday afternoon and you're bored, it is so great to go out to these little towns and kind of visualize and see what, you know, at one time this was really a happening place. And sometimes you get lucky with the treasure of a school memorial, or even the building is still up, and it's such a treasure to see it there and take a few pictures. And if you do that, by all means, send them to me. I'd love to see them.
And I thought it was interesting, as we wrap up again, you told this to me before, that the way farming has changed from the 1930s, 1940s, 1950s, 1960s, 1970s, 1980s, 90s, 2000, 2010, 2020. That's why small schools have changed, too.
Yeah, the small towns, you know, if I would used to think, well, Mineral had this many kids, so they must have been a 500-person town at one time. And then I found out that Mineral was 250 people in 1930-something, and today it's 250 people. It hasn't been a change in the Mineral population. It's a change in the farming communities of those townships that surrounded these little towns. And back in the 20s, there was 80-acre farm, a farmer, and sometimes his hired hand would be with their children. They'd raise two families on an 80-acre farm. And when you think about that, as of today, you know, 2,000 acres, and that would displace, you know, 15, 20 families that would have kids coming to your school and coming to your town on Friday nights and, you know, and spending their money. And that's why you had multiple stores open in these towns, and why, unfortunately, in many cases, they're no longer open. So that's kind of, in my research, that has been the most detrimental thing, unfortunately, to the small town, is the farming technology, which has displaced, you know, so many families.
They say Dave Banagay lives in Chicago, but they can't take the Mineral out of him. And it was great to see him travel to Savannah. I was at the event. Always great to see Dave, a treasure man in Illinois. The website, Illinois High School Glory Days. Again, it's IllinoisHSGloryDays.com, memorializing 1,900 closed schools. Dave Banagay, keep up the great work.
Thank you so much, Jim. I appreciate it.
Dave Banagay, IllinoisHSGloryDays.com. Hey, I'm going to snap.